From Marketplace in New York, I'm Mark Garrison in for David Brancaccio, and we are right in the middle of a very unusual week where the big business news is mostly coming not from here in New York, but out of Washington, leading the agenda and moving the markets this morning. President Trump's budget proposal and the latest policy moves by the Fed. To get a handle on how all of this will affect us, we've got Marketplace's senior reporters with us from Washington, Kimberly Adams and Nancy Marshall Genzer. We will speak to Nancy in a moment about the Fed. First to Kimberly, who's looking at the budget coming out of the White House. Kimberly, budgets are one of the ways Washington picks winners and losers. So let's start with the winners. Who are they?
Defense spending gets a big boost under President Trump's plan. He wants a $54 billion increase in military spending, plus money for the border wall because Mexico still says it won't pay for it. And on the immigration issue, there's also a boost for the Department of Homeland Security to hire more staff at ICE and Border Patrol to capture, detain, and deport people here illegally. The biggest winners are also those who are in favor of a smaller government. This proposal dramatically cuts the size of the federal government.
Okay, so with those increases, there needs to be cuts somewhere else if you're going to keep this thing reasonably in balance. Who is going to lose under this plan?
The biggest cuts seem to be at the Environmental Protection Agency. That department would see its budget cut by more than a third, with more than 50 of its programs completely eliminated. The State Department would also see big cuts, about a 28% reduction, limiting things like foreign aid and grants to international organizations like the United Nations and the World Bank. Domestically, there are several anti-poverty and community development programs across agencies that would lose significant funding.
Okay, the Beltway term for this is a skinny budget, meaning it's relatively light on the details. New presidents typically have these. How does Trump's new budget, the skinny budget, compare to the first budget proposals from other presidents?
It's even skinnier than usual. It doesn't include all government spending, and it's lighter on details of how this budget would affect the broader economy. Stan Collender of MSL Group follows the budget closely, and here's what he said about that.
Other presidents, newly inaugurated presidents coming in for their first term, have actually put together complete budgets that at this point we'd know what they thought the economy was going to look like and what the bottom line was going to be, whether they were talking about an increase or decrease in government spending and borrowing.
He said we just don't have those details in this budget proposal, but keep in mind this is just a proposal and Congress really has the power of the purse to approve a budget proposal or not.
It is. There's a lot to watch. Thank you, Kimberly.